Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Greetings. You're listening to Sounds Like This, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
Sounds like this on a Sunday. Hope you're doing all right. Sheffield Live, Chris Welch for you till 7 o'clock. And big thanks to DJ Ski for what would almost definitely be a stellar set of platinum plates, because he's like that. What have I got for you today? I've got an interview that I did with an artist called Alexa Nava. She's originally from Peru. She's on Jazz Refreshed. She came through the Tomorrow's Warriors program, that sort of Each One Teach One that so many luminaries of this of the UK jazz, I was gonna say underground now, but you know, people like Ezra Collective, Nubia Garcia, I don't know if you still describe them as underground, they're popular, they've sort of, you know, made careers out of it. And you know, they've the scheme was set up by the original Jazz Warriors. Sheffield Jazz a few weeks back at Crook Social Club. It was a brilliant gig. And she's got an EP out as well, which has got some great stuff on it, playing some tracks from that. So an interview with her. And then the second hour of the show, roughly the second hour, I'm going to take you into the Phonetics and Friends Hagglers Quarterly that we've been doing for the last probably 3 or 4 years now. As the name suggests, as a quarterly. Last week, it was me and Wes. Shout out to Wes, DMK, together. He recorded some of it, so I thought we'd give you some of that. As I said, we've got an interview with Alexa Nava, which is coming up right away. And let's start by hearing one of her tunes. Thank you. Okay, so I'm here at Sheffield Jazz with Alexa Nava, and she's been playing with her quartet.
Yes.
You had a long journey up.
All the way from London.
And then yesterday you were coming in from Brazil.
Literally, yeah.
Okay, so what were you doing in Brazil?
Oh, I was playing with a Colombian artist called Fruco.
Fruco?
Yeah.
Oh my days. Okay, from Reyes and Tessos.
Yeah, exactly. With London collective called Bonita, so it was Fruco and La Bonita. We had 2 gigs in Sao Paulo and 1 gig in Franca.
Okay.
So it was beautiful.
That's fantastic, mm-hmm. Fantastic. And you're originally from Peru?
I'm from Peru, yeah.
And when did you first start playing saxophone?
When I was in secondary school, so probably when I was like 14 maybe. But yeah, it was because in school there was like a small orchestra, and that's when I started. But then like one of the teachers said to me like, oh, I think maybe you should like pursue it in a more like structured way.
Yeah.
So I ended up going to a conservatory in my country, but they were only doing classical saxophone.
Right.
So I ended up playing classical saxophone for like 2 years. But then I found out that I really wanted to pursue jazz, but in my country it was like really difficult to study professionally in a way. So then my mom came to London, and of course like I tried to find a place where I could like study.
Fantastic.
So that's how I
And what got you into jazz? Was there an artist, or was there a tune, or what was it that kind of got you into?
It was so interesting because it was me on YouTube.
Sorry.
It's alright. It's just a Christmas,
like,
clothing.
Ah, right.
It should take, like, 2 seconds. Okay.
Is that what it was? I thought it was, like, a washing machine or something. Go on.
But yeah, it was really interesting because it was like me on YouTube, and then I found out this video of Kamasi Washington, and I remember it so vividly because it was like the time that he came with his album.
Yes.
So
the
it
epic,
was
the first,
yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it was a live session at KEXP Radio, the Seattle one. So I watched that and I was like, oh my god, what is this? So basically, that was like my first introduction to what can like spiritual jazz, contemporary jazz could be. And then I ended up going like further when I found out, okay, this is what I want to do.
And did you go on like a big deep dive after that? Was it like opening a portal
literally,
that you just kind of went
literally, exactly. So yeah, that's how I ended up here.
Change. altar, they leave us somehow. No matter what happens, I'm here. The time, the season, the weather, the song, the music, the rhythm, it seems, no matter what happens,
played some tracks from it tonight. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful EP.
Thank you so much.
It's lovely. And it's on Jazz Refreshed, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly.
Tell us a little bit about Jazz Refreshed and Tomorrow's Warriors, because obviously they've been quite important in the underground UK jazz scene
exactly. For
quite some time now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tomorrow's Warriors was the first place that I went when I came here in London.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I wanted to, like, study jazz, but yeah. I was not in any uni at the time.
Yeah.
So the only place that I found where I could, like, you know, practice and, like, you know, get with people, you know, that can, like, teach me and everything, and free, by the way, as well, was Tomorrow's Warriors.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing.
Literally, so that's how I started, like, getting into jazz properly, and then I applied to uni. So that's how important it was. Without Tomorrow's Warriors as well, like, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now, because what I really like about them is, like, from, like, an early stage, they push you to do your own gigs. And I remember, like, the first like, few gigs I did with them, it was a mix of, like, covers and my own music. My little compositions, I would not even consider them, like, serious.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the thing of, like, they push you to do your own thing,
yeah.
And that pushed me to write my own music. And without that little push, I wouldn't even be releasing an EP or anything, you know?
Right.
And
Jazz
Refresh, yeah, I work with them because I'm also part of a band called Collectiva.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I know everyone from Jazz Refresh. And then when I started recording my own thing, I was looking for someone that could, like, support me
in
my own music journey. And luckily enough, like, I did it with them, and they were really, really helpful in every way.
Thank you.
Diva, I started like a few years ago. Yeah. I first started dipping for my friend Bobby Daniels.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, literally. So yeah, I started like playing with them for a couple of years, and now we're gonna release an EP.
Okay.
As well with Just Refresh.
Fantastic.
So it's like a few compositions that they've written over the years.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really happy to be part of that EP as well.
Let's come and play in Sheffield.
Yeah.
Let's come and play. Yeah.
Will.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's really important for me the way that I was part of Collectiva, because you know, especially being a woman as well, it's like not difficult, but it's, you know, you have to find the right people to fit in a way, like with your community and your environment. And playing with these ladies, like they taught me how to open myself like musically, because before, you know, especially coming from a different country, I was like really shy, like playing wise and like playing with other people, I was always like quite insecure about it.
Yeah.
But you know, being with them for such a long time, that like taught me how to open myself and be more confident in my playing.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. When it comes to recordings, like we try to put as much people as possible, especially like women from the community, Latin community as well.
So it's
Paris.
Is it majority Latina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try.
Okay, we try.
Latina, but as well, like everyone that is involved, like from the UK scene, they know so much about the music. They know so much about the music and they study loads about Latin music as well, so you know, everyone is like,
they kind of know each other.
Mm-hmm.
fantastic. You, is that the regular band you play with, or because it felt like you all know each other very well?
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Well, fun fact, I play with Kirby.
Never met each other before.
So I've been playing this little tour that I've been doing. I've been playing with Cassie and Jay loads.
Yeah.
But Cody, I did my first few gigs with Cody. But for example, like this gig, I haven't played with Cody since April. And no rehearsal, nothing.
Really?
Just came, I nailed the gig. So lovely. But yeah, Cody Mouse on keys, and Jake Patel on trombone, and Cassie Scottson on drums.
Yes, fantastic. And first time in Sheffield, wasn't it?
First time in Sheffield.
Okay, and it's a bit of a different venue.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Social club, it's a proper old-fashioned club. Yeah. But it sounded really good.
Thank you so much.
And I stood at the back and the audience were loving all of it. So it was fantastic. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time. Thank you. Sorry to take more of your time, but I was going to ask you to choose three tunes you're going to play. So three recommendations. The three songs.
Okay, three songs that I would choose. Just because we're talking about Fruko, I would like to choose a tune. It's from Fruko when he was playing with Uganda Kenya.
Yeah.
So it was not Fruko and Sus Tesos. It's a tune called Saire Pop.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Okay, Saire Pop.
Saire Pop.
Yeah, not only had I not heard the Fruko track as Uganda Kenya, I couldn't find it as well. So, Alexa, if you're listening, I need to know where that tune is. So instead, you're going to hear El Lobo, but check out pretty much anything by Fruko.
El lobo.
Then I would love to choose a song by Jaro López Nusa, who is my favorite piano player at the moment, called Bajista Guerrero.
Bajista Guerrero.
Don't worry, I can send this to you, by the way.
Jaro López.
Jaro López Nusa.
Jaro López Nusa.
Mm-hmm. Bajista.
Bajista
Guerrero. Bajista Guerrero. Thank you. Just to finish with a cherry on top, there's a tune by a Cuban group as well. They're all based in France, called El Comité.
Okay,
and it's a tune called Carlitos Swing.
Carlitos Swing.
Okay, from the album So What?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for those recommendations. It's always good to get three that I don't know.
Exactly, I think that's really nice. Yeah.
And yeah, Fruko.
Yeah, so basically, now that you were mentioning about Seth, we were meant to play with him, but we ended up playing with Josa Bonita. And most beautiful venue that I've ever been in my life. It's beautiful. And also, by the way, now that you were talking about Roger, I didn't know about Roger at all.
Oh,
and
really?
That was the night that I like finally listened to his music and things.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Because then when I went to Brazil, that was like everything that we were listening to. Because everyone in the band got to know Roger because of that gig.
Okay.
So we're all obsessed with his music at the moment. He's
incredible.
So good.
He's incredible. I love his music so much.
Yeah,
and
literally.
He
literally put everyone to dance as well. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Fantastic. Okay. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you'll be back at Worldwide Festival soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
It's literally a dream to play there. So I really hope to go back at some point.
You toured with Fruko. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Alexa.
Thank you so much again.
Big thanks to Alexa for that interview, and sorry about some of the clunking and clanking you can hear behind. They were sort of putting the stage away and putting the equipment away, and I don't know who the guy was who was doing it, but he was in no mood for wait for me to do an interview. So, but hopefully it all sounded good and some great selections as well. She's definitely one to watch. Look out for her music. If she comes to Sheffield again, come and see her live, and check out Collectiva as well. Really exciting group. Okay, in the second half of the show, we're going to have me and Wes, DMK, live from Hagler's Corner. Well, not live from Hagler's Corner, because we're not there now, but recorded anyway a couple of Saturdays ago as the Phonetics Quarterly, so stay tuned for that.
Percebe, esse é o futuro do nosso país. A batucada à noite virou madrugada.